another day. I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile.
Well, of course, that is Asleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, and that's what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. Listen, our theme song every week has made me think about some road trips I've been on and states that I visited, and, well, no surprise, it's made me think about songs about various states. So I put on my oral scuba gear and found a lot of songs about states from Texas musicians. I mean, a lot of songs. We're going to start off in California, and then we'll have a set about, oh, different kinds of images of that state. We're going to lead off a little song from the Derailers where country and rockabilly meet the beach. Here is California Angel.
San Francisco is a lady who's waiting. She is dressed up for the Friday night dance. Remember when we came here, teenage runaways. Just 16 years old, we were looking for a chance to be free. But we got lonely for our families, and after just one night, we went home like they knew we would.
California, California.
Oh, we never knew lonely could feel so good. Doesn't a day go by, I'm not lonesome for someone. I guess I was just made for looking back. But everyone I ever loved gave me something precious. I got this heart full of jewels and I can feel the joy in that. And I feel free, I see nothing.
Wood with California from a relatively new album called Home by Dark. It came out just last year in 2020. And you also heard a nice saxophone from, who was that? That was Matt Blanchard. Nicely done. Beth was born in Lubbock, and she's a proud graduate of Lubbock High School, the same one that Buddy Holly went to, she told me. And she now lives in Oregon. She's not only a really excellent songwriter, musician, she also is an acclaimed poet. She has 4 books of poetry out, including one called Ladder to the Light, which was chosen as a finalist for the 2019 Oregon Book Awards and the winner of the 2019 Oregon Book Awards Reader's Choice Award. Great talent and a terrifically positive spirit. It's a lot of fun to see her play and to talk to her. Before Beth, we heard the Derailers with California Angel from their 1997 album, Reverb Deluxe. They were out of Austin. They had a Portland connection, though, and they were founded by Tony Villanueva and Brian Hohlfeldt from Portland. And they really grew in popularity in the late 90s, not only in Texas, but also nationally. And their big breakthrough album had, unfortunately, the release date of 9/11. So it didn't get pushed very well at all, because a lot of patriotic music came out at that time. NPR did do a little profile on them that bumped them up into the top 50. They had a follow-up album that did almost as well, and then Tony Villanueva left the band, and he became a church pastor, and they had a few more albums, but not nearly the success of those first two. Listen to songs about states, we'll call it. And they're all by Texas musicians, of course, right here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in. And we're going to go now way, way across the country to the East Coast. And we're going to go to a river that forms the boundaries between Pennsylvania and New York and the entire boundary between New Jersey and Pennsylvania and most of the boundary between Delaware and New Jersey. Got all that? So in the next song, the notion of boundary is really important in a number of ways. Here's James McMurtry down across the Delaware.
Shut off for no known reasons. And this old building's got a mind of its own. I can tell your footsteps on the stairs from three flights up. I know the jingling of your keys. You won't hear no and you don't look back and you can't slow down. These days you don't have much to say to me. In another town, what would fetch a good living? Here is barely hand to mouth. So I'm going out and get a U-Haul trailer. Drag it down the turnpike south, where the Garden State gives way to the real world. Falls away. Down across the Delaware. We get along in a manner of speaking. We rarely have to speak at all. Small talk over takeout pizza. Silently passing in the hall. Post-it notes, opposite shifts. Once in a blue moon, we'll wake up in the same room. Thankful for these many gifts. We run by night, we live it and breathe it. We're the best of the best, and I just don't care. Chill don't cut so deep. I'll be back around to give this town another crack at me. I swore I knew from somewhere down in the southern sticks. I turned around to see some ragged stranger bumming change on the uptown six. And I froze like a stone. Could I ever get that low? Turned my face to the window. There by the grace of God I go, where the Garden State gives way to the real world, falls away in the rearview mirror. I'll mend my wounds and wait out the winter down across the Delaware.
and that guy to tell a story with pretty amazing images as well. James McMurtry, down across the Delaware from my favorite album, his Where'd You Hide the Body, released back in 1995. James's son, of course, Larry McMurtry, recently deceased author and bookstore owner and playwright and general genius, and Larry's former wife, who is an English professor. James was born in Fort Worth, then he moved to Virginia when he was about 7. He started performing his own songs in a downtown beer garden while studying English and Spanish at the University of Arizona. He moved to San Antonio, won a songwriting award at the Kerrville Folk Festival, connected with John Mellencamp, who happened to be appearing in a film that Larry wrote the script for, and John later produced James's first album. James got about a dozen albums out, and he's appeared in a few films, and he has a regular midnight shift at the Continental Club in Austin, Texas on South Congress on Wednesday nights, right after John D. Graham has his weekly set. Listen to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, where tonight we're featuring songs about states, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
VOV programming support is provided by the Hardware Store Restaurant, serving great good food, free Wi-Fi, and signature cocktails in an historic 125-year-old building, the heartbeat of Vashon Island, on the web at thsrestaurant.com.
Well, thanks to all our supporters. Thanks to you who support the Voice of Vashon directly. It is pretty important for us to get your support. We would love to see you be an underwriter, as these folks have been, and also join us, be an ongoing member of the Voice of Vashon. You keep us on the air, and we like that because we want to do that ourselves. It's a lot of fun, and we hope you're having fun out there as well. As a little note here, programming note, actually a concert note. So on Friday the 28th at the VCA, Patterson Hood of the Drive-By Truckers will be here back on the island. And he's going to be playing at the VCA on Friday the 28th. Go to the VCA website and get your tickets. I got mine, and I'm real happy about that. So now we are going to move from the East Coast in our tour of states to the South for a couple of sets about the great state of Tennessee. And the first of two sets are going to look at love from opposite sides. We're going to lead off with just an incredible rendition of Tennessee Waltz from Nora Jones and Bonnie Raitt, recorded live.
Beautiful. darling, the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Walls.
Was Amy LeVere from Memphis, Tennessee. She's on vocals in the upright bass, and Will Sexton, born in Austin, now in Memphis, on guitar and harmony in the song Tennessee Valentine from their album Hallelujah, I'm a Dreamer that was recorded live in January of 2015. As I said, Will's from Austin and a pretty amazing musician, even as a teenager, which is when I think I first heard of him while we were living in Austin. A little while back, I did a show focused on his work as a sideman, playing with a whole bunch of different people, as well as in duos and solos. And he and Amy are now married and living in Memphis, recording and hopefully touring a little bit, including up here, we hope. Jolene McCauley and Ian Moore are best friends with Will and Jolene, and Jolene considers Will kind of like a big brother. They've known each other since at least their teens, and Will was, I believe, married to Jolene's sister. I got that right. Before Will and Amy, we heard what I consider to be a super duo, Norah Jones and Bonnie Raitt, and the song Tennessee Waltz, of course, recorded live. Norah is a Texan by virtue of her spending her teen years in the Dallas area with her mom, Sue Jones. Norah also went to school at the University of North Texas, and I think most of us know her as a kind of a pop singer. But she's also had some side projects where she sang a little country, another one when she was doing some punk, another when she was doing some indie rock, and of course some jazz. She just released her live album called Till We Meet Again, and it's comprised of performances between 2017 and 2019. We need to hear more of that punk side of Norah Jones. You're listening to songs about or taking place in states. Right here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection. And we have been in Tennessee, and Tennessee is where we will stay. And we're going to take a look at Elvis's life as he goes down the Tennessee road. Here's Liza Kilkison.
Well, I was born into the poorhouse, play guitar at 10 years old. I used to sing for my mama on the front porch then, but I was headed for the Tennessee road. I worked hard, I paid my dues. And when my dear mama died, Lord, I cried and I cried. That's when I started singing these blues. And these wheels, they had me running, running for the record, running for the money, starring in the picture show. Rocking down a Tennessee road. Oh, those screaming teens, they liked my tight blue jeans. They liked it dirty, dirty below. They liked my blue suede shoes. They liked my GI blues. They liked the way I moved my hips real slow. Done my time in the army, though they tried to retire me. Couldn't put out my fire, oh no. 'Cause the 50s were swinging and I was the king. Revolution was burning my soul. My daughter named Lisa Marie. Oh, my body is hungry. change with the times. I'm always looking behind.
I got a cool hair
Somebody put a hope block on my heart. Sean Colvin with Tennessee from her 1992 album Fat City, which was her second album. This album was a little bit, I think, more diverse than her debut album, which was Steady On. This one had a little bit more rock and roll and then a little gritty stuff, too. We've been lucky enough to see her live a lot, including our first time at an Austin City Limits show and back when Steady On first came out in 1989. And more recently, we've seen her at the Triple Door not that long before COVID hit. She, of course, is a pretty outstanding singer and songwriter, but she is a hell of a guitar player as well. Leading off that set was part-time Austin resident Liza Gilkison and her song Tennessee Road, a song about Elvis's life. That was recorded live at the Cactus Cafe in Austin, Texas, and I think it came from her album Your Town Tonight, released in 2007. Liza's dad was a major songwriter for Disney and wrote a whole bunch of songs not for Disney, including one called Greenfields that Liza does on this album. And that musical lineage, shall we say, continues as Liza's son, Cisco Ryder, plays drums and percussion with her frequently, including on this album. And you also heard Glenn Fukunaga on bass. Glenn is another sideman that I dedicated a show to. Mike Hardwick was on guitar and dobro. You listen to songs from Texas musicians about states right here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, mapping the route and spinning the tunes. Thanks for listening.
This portion of Voice of Vashon programming is brought to you by PSCCU, proud to be Washington's Green Credit Union, practicing socially responsible banking by supporting sustainability, job creation, local economies, communities statewide, and our environment. Learn more at psccu.org.
Can't do what we do without our underwriters, like Vashon Market IGA and Vashon Plaza, one block west of the main highway, where you can find everything your family needs, from fresh produce to kids' specials, legendary meats, wine, spirits, and movies. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Well, again, thanks to all our underwriters. We're going to move from Tennessee just a tad south for some blues. Who better than James Cotton on harp, Chuck Glevel on piano, and Keb Moe on vocal. Here they are, Mississippi Mud.
I remember breaking ground when the earth was bone dry, digging and sweating underneath that blazing Delta sky. You put your seeds in the ground and pray for rain, all for the chance. On again, it's in my soul and in my blood, that old Mississippi mud. I found out early you got to stay behind the mule. In the field I didn't never learn in school. Whole lot of lessons, whole lot of them. I came to understand you apply so hard, let the cords get in your hands. Send my soul in my blood. Oh yeah, that old Mississippi mud. Yes, it is. Thank you.
When I got to Chicago, I learned the city way. But I keep me some Mississippi. I knew a man named Muddy. He done some plowing too. Took me in like a brother, and we made us some country blues. It's in my soul and in my blood. Yeah, that old Mississippi mud. You don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's in my soul and it's in my blood. Listen. That old Mississippi mud.
Thank you. sunshine every day.
Well, I hope you didn't hurt yourself with that air guitar there, along with the great, late great Stevie Ray Vaughan album version of Texas Flood from his album of the same name that originally released back in 1983 and re-released three or four other times on different labels. That album had a huge impact because the blues at that time were no longer as cool as they were in the 60s, but Texas Flood spent about a half a year on the charts, and AllMusic notes that this album is kind of paced like a show, and for good reason. Stevie played all these songs in clubs, and it's like being at a show, except you don't get a chance to see him. Before Stevie, you heard another blues great, actually two blues greats, Keb Moe on vocals and James Cotton on harp, along with Tom Hambridge on drums, Chuck Labelle on piano, Rob McNally on guitar, and Glenn Wharf on the upright bass. And the song was Mississippi Mud from James's album Cottonmouth Man. As I've said before on the show, the album happened when Tom Hambridge, who played drums on that, and Richard Fleming wrote Cottonmouth Man, the song, and then came to James with that idea of making a biographical album. And James liked the idea, and they sat down, the three of them and a few others, and pulled a bunch of songs together, and the album came off really, really well. You listen to songs about states right here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and I'm really happy that you're tuned in tonight. And in a show about states, we've just been to Texas. We needed to go there. And this is no shortage of songs, as a matter of fact. Multiple shows worth. But for tonight, I want to draw on some of the humor and the self-deprecating humor and irony that some Texas musicians have. Many of them are not afraid to poke fun at themselves and other Texans. And I think two prime examples we're going to close out the show are Ray Wiley Hubbard with the song Screw You, We're from Texas, and Lyle Lovett's live version of That's Right, You're Not from Texas. And so we're going to go out the door of the States edition with these songs, and note in Ray Wiley Hubbard's intro to his song that he does live as well, he says the problem with irony is that not everybody gets it. Here's Ray Wiley, Screw You, We're from Texas.
All right, I'm doing this song here because Jesse Scott requested it, and I would like to say the problem with irony is not everybody gets it. I got some cowboy boots, jeans, and a Hawaiian shirt. I got some mirror sunglasses. I got a mobile phone. I guess I look like some Porter Rance's dope dealer's out on bail and just trying to get home. But I ain't in jail, and I got me a guitar. I got a little band that's hotter than a rocket. Sometimes we're sloppy, we're always loud. Tonight we just honoring logs in the pockets. So screw you, we're from Texas. Screw you, we're from Texas. Screw you, we're from Texas. Texas, ah, screw you. Now don't get me wrong, I love the USA and the other states. Yeah, they're okay. Texas is a place that, well, I want to be, and I doubt if I ever get a gig in Delaware anyway. Well, I want to go, and we got Antone's and Stubbs and Green Hall and old John T's Country Store. We got Willie and Jackie Jack and Robert Earl and got Hayes Carl and Slade Cleese and a whole lot more. So screw you, we're from Texas. Screw you, we're from Texas. Screw you, we're from Texas. We're from Texas. Screw you. Now Texas got a bad reputation because of what happened in Dallas and in Washington and Waco. And our corporations, well, yeah, they are corrupt, and our politicians, Swindlers and Loco. But when it comes to music, my friend, I can believe that these words are as true as St. John the Revelator's. Mr. Vaughn was the best I ever saw. No man was cooler than the old 13th floor elevator. So screw you, we're from Texas. Screw you, we're from Texas. Screw you, we're from Texas. We're from Texas. Ah, screw you. We're from Texas. Ah, screw
you. You say you're not from Texas. Man, as if I couldn't tell. Well, you think you pull your boots on right and wear your hat so well. So pardon me, my laughter, as I sure do understand. Even Moses got excited when he saw the promised land. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. I was born and raised in Texas, and it means so much to me. And though my girl comes from down in Georgia, we were up in Tennessee. And as we were driving down the highway, she asked me, baby, what's so great? How come you're always going on about your long star state? I said, that's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. All the road, it looks so lovely. She stood there on the side, and she grew smaller in my mirror as I watched her wave goodbye. Those boys from Carolina, well, they sure enough could sing. But when they came on down to Texas, we all showed them how to swing. Now David's on the radio, and old Champ's still on the guitar. Uncle Wally, he's at home with Heidi, hiding in her loving arms. That's right. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. Next time somebody laughs at you, you just tell them you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas.